This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A partial government shutdown dragged through its sixth day Thursday, even as a new poll indicated most Americans blame President Donald Trump for it. 47% of the respondents in the Reuters Ipsos poll taken December 21st to 25th said that Trump is responsible. Another 33% said congressional Democrats are to blame. No action is expected until at least next week, after both houses of Congress briefly met and then adjourned late Thursday. Kansas Republican Senator Pat Roberts gaveled the Senate into and out of session.
There was continued negotiations and past shutdowns, even with Reagan, Gingrich, Obama, so on and so forth. And again, it took weeks. And I hope it doesn't take weeks. It's been far too long for the government worker.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said in a statement, President Trump has made clear any bill to fund the government must adequately fund border security. She did not mention the wall that the president wants to build with Mexico. U.S. consumer confidence tumbled this month as Americans began to worry that economic growth will moderate next year. But Ben Thomas of AP reports consumer spirits are still high by historic standards.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropped to 128.1 in December. That's down from a reading above 136 in November and the lowest since July. But by historic standards, consumer spirits remain upbeat. The index hit an 18-year high in October. It measures consumers' assessment of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months. And the U.S. economy has been relatively healthy, with unemployment the lowest in nearly five decades. However, the Federal Reserve has been slowly raising interest rates, financial markets have been volatile, and global growth is slowing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The spokesman for the Islamic State terror group's branch in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. The U.S. military official confirmed Thursday that IS Khorasan Sultan Aziz Azam was killed Sunday in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. The attack against the IS Khorasan spokesman comes as U.S. President Donald Trump is considering a partial withdrawal from Afghanistan. That would see nearly half the 14,000 troops in the country return home. Saudi Arabia's King Salman made some changes to his cabinet after international outrage over the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The moves follow the killing of writer Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. It includes the naming of a new foreign minister and a shakeup of the country's Supreme Council, which oversees security. The council is headed by the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is also deputy prime minister and defense minister. It's a sign the crown prince is getting a tighter grip on power, but he is having trouble convincing many in the U.S. and other Western countries he had nothing to do with Khashoggi's killing. The writer was critical of the crown prince in columns for The Washington Post before he was killed. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo fired live ammunition and tear gas Thursday to disperse demonstrators who were protesting a decision to effectively exclude them from Sunday's presidential election. Dozens of demonstrators burned tires and attacked Ebola centers in the city of Beni after Congo's Electoral Commission said it would delay voting there until March in Beni and Butembo and surrounding areas. The commission also postponed voting in the western city of Yumbi because of ethnic violence. A late rally on Wall Street kept stocks in positive territory by the close. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
Taken by itself, the stock market's performance seemed ordinary, up 1%, 260 points on the Dow Jones Industrials. It was the second straight day share prices rose. They were up 1,000 Wednesday. But for most of the day, prices were in the red and deep in the red, down 600 Dow points, till they staged a rebound in the final hour of trading. Retail stocks fell, but materials companies, banks, and healthcare issues all rose. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.3%, the S&P 0.75%. The market is still on pace to record its biggest December price drop since 1931. Warren Levinson, New York.
Organizers are getting the giant crystal ball ready for next week's New Year's Eve celebrations in New York City. This year, 192 of the more than 2,600 crystal triangles that make up the lighted ball will represent the theme of the gift of harmony. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com, and follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.